Back on downtown for this Friday afternoon. Brian Stackpole, Ryan Waning in for Rich Kimball. He'll be back on Monday, away on drama festival activities today and yesterday as well.
I'm going to miss you.
Yeah, missing him. Usually he's in. It's all three of us on Fridays, but it's just us two hanging and closing it down tonight.
Yep. Still fun, though.
Absolutely.
I always enjoy it.
It's going to get even better here right now because joined on the phone from SB Nation and PatsPulpit.com is Rich Hill, as we'll talk some New England Patriots football and some AFC talk with him right now. Rich, welcome back to the show.
Hey, absolutely. How's it going?
Pretty good. Now, first and foremost, let's talk about the big Patriots news that happened yesterday. Vince Wilfork did not get his option picked up. He will become a free agent when the new year gets underway on March 10th. Is this more of a move that the Pats were trying to save some money, or is this more of a move that Vince Wilfork's skills have definitely diminished as of late?
I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, Wilfork signed this contract. I guess technically he signed it last year, but he wanted to keep the money that he had signed a few years before when he was at his peak. And I think this was definitely a way for the Patriots to save money off of the cap because he was currently slated to take over, I believe it was the fourth most of any defensive tackle in the entire league. And while Vince was such a key part of that Patriots defense, his production on the field wasn't quite matching that price tag.
What is the latest that you've heard on the Devin McCourty, Darrell Revis scuttlebutt?
I know that the Patriots absolutely want both of them back. Revis is definitely their priority on this one. They kind of feel comfortable, or maybe not so much comfortable, but they do have Daron Harmon waiting in the wings if they need a free safety in an emergency, whereas it's very impossible to replace a player of the caliber of Revis. So they definitely are putting everything with McCourty on hold until they figure out what they are going to do with Revis. And on that front, Adam Schefter came out the other day saying that the sweepstakes for Revis' services are down to two teams, and he's either going to be playing for the Jets next year or he's going to be playing for the Patriots. And I do honestly believe that he will end up back with the Patriots because he has shown last season where he took $2 million less to play with the Patriots than to play with the Raiders or the Browns, that winning does matter to Revis. So I think that when it comes to comparing the teams of the Jets or the Patriots, the Jets say that they'll sell the farm to bring him home. But I think that he'll be willing to take a couple dollars less to stay in New England.
Well, Rich, let's talk about the nightmare situation for the Pats defense with Wilfork possibly going to another team. He could be up in the air. He could re-sign, but it looks likely that he might go to another team come this offseason. And McCourty and Revis both sign elsewhere. Where do the Patriots go to address some of those defensive woes?
Well, I think it's kind of a difficult situation. There's no quality cornerbacks or safety on the open market. So it would put the Patriots in a very, very tough situation for the future. I think that if Wilfork does choose to move on, and I do see a team like the Buccaneers, where you can reunite with Jason Licht, who's their general manager, who used to work for the Patriots, as well as teammate Logan Mankins, I think the Bucs would pony up the money to bring Wilfork down there. I think that the Patriots can replace his services a little bit more easily in-house with Fleur Salinga. I think that they can extend him, and he'll be able to produce at a high enough level. But when it comes to that secondary, the Patriots absolutely have to try and bring back one, if not both, of those two players. But if, in worst-case scenario, they're both gone, the Patriots are kind of in a tough situation. I think that they'll be moving forward with Super Bowl hero Malcolm Butler, and I think that a departure of Revis would mean that Alphonso Dennard has a better chance of sticking around.
Let's talk about the rest of the division now. In the last few days, the Buffalo Bills and the New York Jets have made headlines of their own. The Bills with Matt Cassel and I know, right? And then LeSean McCoy, who actually doesn't deserve a laugh. But the New York Jets also making a move just this afternoon or this morning for former Chicago Bear malcontent Brandon Marshall. How do you think that kind of changes the balance of things in the division?
Well, it definitely makes things a little bit tighter, and that's what they are hoping for, is any little incremental advantage to chip away at the Patriots' stranglehold on the division. But I think when you look at both of those teams, it all comes down to the quarterback, to be perfectly honest. And I think that neither of them have a quarterback that can truly take advantage of the weapons that they have on hand. And then also, if you look at both of their offensive lines, both of them aren't of the highest caliber. So when you get all these terrific skill players, that's all well and good, but if you don't have a quarterback and you don't have an offensive line able to block for them, then I guess all these kind of weapons, they might just be a little diminished in their value. So I think while it's undoubtable that the Jets, I think they got a great deal by bringing in Marshall, if I don't think that they have the right personnel to take advantage of those.
Yeah, I checked the depth chart today for the New York Jets, and I still saw Geno Smith and Mike Vick there. So that doesn't really help Brandon Marshall's job, or at least yardage projections this year. Talking with Rich Hill of SB Nation of PatsPulpit.com as well. Now, the draft coming up, too. Bill seems to pride himself as a draft genius, though he's missed quite a bit recently. Who do you think would be the likely trade, the likely draft targets? What positions do you think the Patriots are going to key on?
Well, I think that Belichick truly loves building the team through the trenches. So when he has this 32nd overall pick, I think that they'll try and pick someone that can help strengthen that offensive line or that defensive line. When you look at the O-line, they're going to be missing Captain Dan Connolly, who's aged, but he's a free agent. I think he's 33 right now. So not too old, but he's up there in football years. And I think that the Patriots definitely think that they can improve either of their offensive guard positions. So that's a position to look out for in the opening round. And then on defense, they have to try and figure out what they're going to do with the departure of Vince Wilfork. And there's no one player that can fill his shoes. He's meant so much to that franchise. But they can try and find some sort of talent in the first round to kind of make up for what they will be missing out on.
Outside of Patriots Nation and the division, the AFC East in general, is there a storyline that's catching your interest or starting to, you know, make people notice going on in the NFL somewhere else that's kind of interesting?
Absolutely. I mean, a lot of it has, I guess it is related to the Patriots still, but just the desire of every single team wanting to sign Devin McCourty. He's kind of been unheralded when it comes to postseason accolades as of late. He didn't earn a Pro Bowl vote this year. He didn't earn All-Pro, but he is generally regarded as one of the top three safeties in the entire league. And I think that just looking around and seeing how all these teams have been shedding their cap space, whether it's a team like the Raiders or the Jaguars, who just need all the space and players they can get, or an actual competitor like the Eagles, who have been shedding some pretty impressive players, starting with LeSean McCoy, who went to the Bills. But I think that a lot of these teams are opening up as much cap space as possible to make a run at these players. So I'm kind of nervous that some of these teams are going to outprice the Patriots for McCourty's services.
Rich, before I let you go here, with the option being declined of Vince Wilfork, what would you put the odds that the big man does return to a new deal with New England, or do you think he definitely walks and goes to another franchise?
Well, I think that it's a coin flip at this point. I feel like the terms that Wilfork and the Patriots separated on are very, very positive. I think that he realized that he wouldn't be coming back at that high price tag. And a kind of last season, the Patriots let him fish around for trade opportunities or any sort of potential to find other teams that are looking for his services. And he was able to get a sense of his price tag back then. So I think he realized that the contract that he was playing under was a little bit above what the street values him at. I think that if you look at the current defensive tackles, they're getting between $4 to $5 million per year, and that's the defensive tackles who rank in between 10 and 15 overall. And I think that's kind of the target spot where the Patriots and Wilfork's value should be. So that would be half of what he was currently under contract for. So I think the Patriots have their number in mind. They have it out there. Wilfork's going to shop around. And I feel like a team shouldn't really offer him top 10 defensive tackle money. And if that is the case and they don't offer him that much, I think that the idea of staying in New England, to finishing out his career, to stay in the Patriots system, to stay on a winning franchise, I think that not having to move would outweigh a lot of the other potential offers.
Well, it'll be an interesting offseason once the new year in the NFL for the 2015 season kicks off on the 10th of March, just around the corner. Rich, great insight as always. Thanks for the time, and we'll check in with you later on this offseason.
Absolutely. Have a good one, guys.
Rich Hill of PatsPulpit.com and SB Nation with some great Patriots insight there. You know what? The NFL offseason, unlike the baseball offseason in the MLB, goes very quick. I remember when the whole Wes Welker situation went down. He was a free agent, then he was signed just a couple of days later. It's going to be fast and furious, and I think Revis McCourty probably signed up by this time next week even.
Yeah, there's no Scott Boras gumming up the works either, but the thing that interests me the most is the way that